Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come. Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come.
What's the topic tonight?
A little bit of whatever.
Kind of everything?
Golf. Maybe talk a little golf. Talk a little turkey hunting. Probably bring up the
broke prop.
Broke prop. We're sitting in the boat.
We started already?
Yeah. We always start.
I can never tell when you start it. I always say something stupid.
I'm pushing buttons. I gotta get comfortable. I haven't been in the seat for a while.
Well, we'll be out here for quite a few hours here coming up.
Many, many hours. I think I'm... As long as I stay like this, I think I'll be good. I found those transfusions aren't as expensive as you think that we had at the course yesterday.
Oh, they're not?
You can get like a 4-pack for $5.
At the liquor store here in town?
I looked online and it showed like Walmart, but it said sold out. So I'm going to find it. I bet you they have it at Total Wine.
Those are pretty good.
They, like, the first sip I had, it wasn't like, I was like, oh, this tastes like, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been craving them, like, all day.
Because it's a nice sipping drink. It's not a get yourself sloshed.
Yeah, and the Tito's is good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just high roll.
So, welcome to the Border Outdoors Podcast. I'm Mac.
I'm Ron.
And we're here to talk a little bit about what we've been doing and what to expect here going forward next couple weeks, mm-hmm. next month. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, life is picking up all of a sudden.
It's getting warm out and every day is busy. So, we'll just talk about this last weekend. I don't know, for people that listen, you probably don't know. Maybe you do. I'm an avid. I like to golf.
As do I.
As the years go on, I like it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out golfing yesterday before the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you ever get pushback from, out of curiosity, do you ever get pushback from people who are like, why do you golf? It's so frustrating.
People think it's just stupid.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't get why you golf because it's so frustrating. But like yesterday was our first time out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I hit pretty well. Like, I was hitting generally better than I probably would how I was hitting at the end of the year last year.
After we played a few times last year.
Like, my drives were good. My irons were good. Mm-hmm. Chipping was so-so. Putting was so-so. Like, I couldn't expect any more. I was actually really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little gift she got me where I could put a six-pack in my bag, that helped.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then when I had the transfusion mixed drink from Barstool, that kind of... put me over the top a little bit.
Yeah, we were feeling good.
The carts were awesome. They're comfy.
Yeah.
And my partner, I couldn't tell. He's kind of a quiet guy. And I just wanted to blare music the whole time.
I think, something was up with my speakers. They weren't nearly as loud as yours.
Oh, ours are so, it was so loud.
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of messing around with that because I was talking to Mitch while we were driving. So it was tough to have a crank too loud. But yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Then, I was pretty happy, you know, considering I hadn't really swung a club since last year,
mm-hmm.
outside of the Topgolf trip.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy with how I was hitting.
Yeah, I hit like shit at Topgolf. That's how I was like, oh,
yeah, I know.
Bad. And all of a sudden I get in the course and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you cracked that first one. That went about 350.
Not that far. I did have the one that was like 293, which I was like, this is sweet.
Yeah,
it was
right
down the middle.
It was a good day.
But other than that, we might talk golf here and there, but... It's just like what we like to do.
Yeah. Well, it's reasons to get outside. It doesn't just have to be hunting either.
Well, and it also helps that me and Ron work at a golf course
mm-hmm.
on weekends, so we get to golf for free.
Yeah.
We get a free membership, so that makes it a lot easier.
It
That's
does.
Why a lot of people don't do it as expensive. And they're like, yeah, it's free for us.
Yeah, we'll just get out there and go.
But
one of the things I like, too, like you mentioned yesterday, because last year you worked at the same course.
Yeah.
But you mentioned this year, like, do you feel different being out here? Yeah, you do. You totally take a sense of pride. It's like, it's that whole, it's the big joke about, you know, if your dad's in the trades or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you see that? I built that house over there, you know, kind of
yep.
thing. We're out in the course. Hey, I cut that tree down over there.
That's where the incident happened.
Yep.
Over there is where I ran Ronald with the tree.
Yep, that's where I almost died.
Whoa, almost died.
Yeah.
Whoa, let me stand up. She's getting a little full. But no, that's what I felt like last year, like when we'd go and I'm like, oh, this here. And then like, you're kind of that annoying friend.
Well, we're like that anyway.
I want to go check up over here. I want to check this and check this. And I was like, come on. But now, like, since you're doing it too, it's just like, I remember that spot. And then you get to read the greens. You know what they are when you're doing cups. And we got the fox. There's a family of fox out there.
I can't remember the names. What you named them?
It was like, fox in the house.
I thought it was like
Todd and Copper.
Todd and Copper, yeah.
Copper had a litter of three. Little babies, they're by where we work.
Right at the maintenance shop.
And those things they look like a chihuahua. They're so small.
You sent the picture the one day, but I couldn't quite see it.
Yeah, they're tiny. But anyways, yeah, I like golf. Golf's fun. Especially when you get to that perfect drunkenness.
Yeah, I keep thinking of that clip you sent me from, was it Trailer Park Boys or something?
No, it's a different, they're not foreplay, it's just a different... The guy and two guys and a chick that make videos.
No, the one where he's like, I just need a little bit here to top me off. I can just ride the drunk all day.
Oh, look at that. Time for a little top up.
Yep. Yeah, he's got the clip we're talking about is this guy. I swear it's from Trailer Park Boys.
It is Trailer Park. His Seth showed me it. It's, what the heck's his name?
You look it up. I'll look it up. But yeah, he's got like a blood alcohol, breathalyzer a pocket one.
107.
Yep. He's like, I just take a little tippy top every couple hours and I'm good all day.
Mr. Leahy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even have to look it up. Mr. Leahy.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, then you talked about you sent me the one yesterday, the two guys and a gal who just make clips. And they're like, oh my God, it happened.
It happened. What? He's the perfect kind of drunk. And they're like, well, how do you get that? And the guy, he's like, full list of things. You take his blood alcohol plus his score minus his body weight times that. Yep. Just complete bullshit.
And he's just striping him like Tiger. Yeah, that is good. That was yesterday was a, just in general, was just a good day to be out. The weather was freaking perfect.
I was going to say, with like the wind, I thought it was going to be like kind of cold, but it was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like the weather was absolutely on Saturday. It was 82 degrees.
Yeah, Saturday was nuts. Saturday was nuts.
But now it's going to get cold again here for rain and all this other crap. Well, this is going to come out tomorrow. So turkey opener is Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Wednesday already.
Yeah, it's like the only one that opens up in the middle of the week.
It's kind of a goofy one.
It's kind of always kept it. So, like, we can move to our next topic. Ron and I are going to be turkey hunting together. I was thinking about this before you came over. It's an Elger thing, I think.
The competition?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I was going to say, it's a Matt thing. But then every time we do something on here, we're like, you want to do a little competition?
Oh, shit, we play golf together. We'll drop a club. If I beat a hole, I get to take a club out of your rotation.
And now she's got me she bought me that stack of cards, which I should have brought out yesterday.
Yeah.
Where you draw a card. And it's like, you can only use your 5-iron this hole, or you can only use your pitch and wedge this hole.
Oh, we should do that next round we play.
Yeah, we will. Because you need to be with people that aren't taking it serious. So, like, we have the competition with Matt and Mitch on turkey hunting. Mm-hmm. And then before that, we'll talk a little bit about it. You and I are teammates in the Broken Prop Fishing Tournament.
Yep.
Team Wendigo. We came up with a team name. It's called Team Wendigo. If anyone's looking for a book series to either read or listen to on Audible, the Cork O'Connor, William Kent Kruger is the author.
Yep.
It's Minnesota based. If you guys have seen like the TV show Longmire.
It's very similar to that.
Everything takes place in Minnesota. He's a Minnesota author. He lives in St. Paul. I think there's like 20, I think it's coming out like his 21st or 22nd book this fall.
Mm-hmm.
They're just super good, and then there's a reference in there where you can explain, like, Wendigo is an Indian, like, creature.
It's almost like a devil. It's like the Grim Reaper.
It's like a Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the way that they picture it is it's a half deer, half Sasquatch, kind of, depending on where you... So it's like a European mount head from a deer.
Yep.
And like the skull, and then it's like a Sasquatch big figure. You know, if you do bad things, it comes for you. And the only way to beat the Wendigo is become the Wendigo.
Yep, it's goofy.
So that's why we're Team Wendigo, because no one's going to beat us. So in order to beat us, they got to be us.
Yeah. Was it they hate us because of anus?
That's what it is.
I said ain't us, not
anus.
Not anus, not anus.
So yeah, we have the Broken Prop Tourney. That's in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another competition with those two.
We do? What else are we doing?
The Father's Day Open.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're not on a team for that.
Nope.
We got separated.
Yep. I'm with Mitch
You're
that day.
You're with Mitch and I'm with Matt. So we got three competition with those guys. And
we just finished up the Masters
Masters competition that we just did on Sunday. Everyone picked. Mitch won that, so we owe him a round of whatever drink he wants from the golf course on the Father's Day Open. But it's fun to keep family rivalries and competitions. I think that's why we do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just another thing. But like it's weird. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, it's a Matt thing. He's always got a competition, all this. And then all of a sudden I'm like, no, I do it on ours. Like, oh, you guys want to have a big buck contest? Oh, let's have a turkey contest. Let's do this. Let's have a contest on this.
Yeah.
It just must be an Elder thing.
Yeah. Well, let's recap what the turkey competition is. Because have we talked about it on
No,
this
I haven't
podcast?
Talked about it on this. So it's individual, but you and I are hunting together. Matt, Mitch, they're going hunting this next weekend. And it's just measure the beard and measure the spur, add them together. The winner gets $100 for a call or a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing shotgun, we're doing bow.
Yep.
Because I don't know when we're going to get out.
Yeah.
Opener, like I was planning on going, like I told you, oh, we go out Saturday night. And you can talk. You got us some private land to go to in the area. It's like, oh, we'll go Saturday night. Well, I came home and I got plans Saturday.
Yep.
Sunday is my only day I have off.
I'm working at the golf course now on Sunday.
Oh, are you working on Sunday? So we're like, unless it's in the evening, like there's no way it's in the morning. So we work Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, I just realized this today. My oldest has her, was it the DNR rifle class she's taking?
Oh,
the range day is Saturday.
Oh, it is Saturday?
Yeah, so I just texted our boss at the course today. I'm like, I can't do Saturday, but I'll make it up, do Sunday.
Yeah.
He's cool with it, but yeah. So I don't want her to go out turkey hunting, but we got to get out. And also, my oldest now, because she's going to be graduating from this class, she wants to go turkey hunting as well. So you're going to go for the competition, and I'll take her out just for her first experience. And then there's all the softball stuff, and
yeah,
that's the fun thing, is trying to squeeze it all in, and find it, and you just make the time for it.
I think I don't know, like for the listeners that have had kids, like maybe Kim or like other people, Tim, Scott, like it's go for so many years in the summer, eventually I'll get there, and then it's like, what do you— you're like, oh, I could do so much of my free time.
What did you do? Or what do you do now?
What are you going to do? Like, yeah, you can go fishing and stuff. Like, that's why I don't really get too bummed out of shape if I can't do something. Because it's like, I can always go hunting. I can always go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't always watch this
or
watch that.
Right.
For even if it's nieces or, stuff like that. It's like, I'll miss a day hunting to go watch them do whatever it is. Even if it is like a 5-year-old dance recital, or they don't even know what they're doing, but it's just like everyone, like just being there.
Yep.
Like they'll always remember you being there.
Yep. And that's the important thing.
But before we get— I only had half a beer, so it's like we're getting deep.
I know. I had a couple at home.
But we'll go so turkey hunting opens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you fill us in on— you don't have to say where we're hunting, but like I haven't seen it. You've seen it. So like,
yes.
What's like the layout of the land? Like what did the guy tell you? And like, did he give you any tips on where they come out? Or?
Yep. So the place we're going, it's a old family farm. It's my uncle's family farm. It's been around for ages in the town that it kind of exists in. I grew up going out there and baling hay with them and whatnot. I guess way back in the day, they used to do quite a bit of corn and crops and stuff out there. But ultimately, it's just a lot of open hay field right now. And then the back corner, probably, I don't want to say of maybe an eighth of the property that would be going on, is wooded.
How many acres is it total?
60. I think he told. I didn't. I can Google it up, but it's like 62 acres. I think, or 60. It's less than the other property that we talked about. So we have one property kind of. So we're located kind of central Minnesota. One of these properties is in kind of north of where our location. One of them is south of our location. The north location is where we're going. I didn't realize this, but the turkey location is actually has less acreage than we were looking at for going deer hunting. Yeah, that just surprised me. But so basically, he said he sees turkeys out there all the time. Whenever he'd be going out there to, you know, move, they plant pumpkins and stuff. He's like, I'll always see turkeys and stuff. The place that he said he found the turkeys is right at the crest. Like, there's a crest of a hill. Right below the hill, there's this little bowl. He said that's where he sees the turkeys at, you know, all the time. He said they don't roost anywhere. Do turkeys roost? Is that the correct term? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. They don't roost on that property. They just kind of, they use it as a pass through. But he definitely said, you'll see him out here. He'd be surprised if we didn't shoot one this year.
So I'm looking it up on Onyx. Okay. 65 acres.
So it's it's three more acres than the deer land.
And he's got a pretty nice chunk of woods there.
That in the woods is kind of where we'd be on the point.
Is it like oak or is it like a mix?
Oak. I think it's more oak. Yeah, more oak.
And then next to that, it's actually got state, like not state land. It's low. It says pollution control.
It's county. It's county land. Yeah,
county, and that's, I mean, that's a big chunk of land.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not pressured hardly at all.
No, there's nothing over there. And this year they're working on creating kind of a small food plot back there for deer, to try to bring some. He was saying that I know this isn't turkey related, but they're having trouble with getting deer out there just because they don't have crops aside from pumpkins. They don't have any crops anymore, so they're putting a small food plot on the back end of that property, and just to try to get some deer back in the area, or in general wildlife back in the area. Because they said too, they used to back in the day have a lot of pheasants and stuff out there as well. Those are all gone because there's nothing there. So it should be pretty good. But he like you said, he did say he sees a lot of turkeys out there on the drive to the property. When I was going to talk to him and get a walk around, I saw a handful of turkeys on the farm next door. Like, they're definitely there. I think our odds are pretty good. Now, size wise, who knows what we'll get, but they're definitely there.
I like looking at the property. It seems like you can get back there. You don't have to walk through the open field. Like, there's woods that you can scale.
Yeah, you could walk.
Just walk right along the woods the whole way back to where we want to go.
Yep, you could. You could. He did say the one heads up he did give us was there's a neighbor that they have, the only farm neighbor that they have next to them, just to stay off that line. Yeah. And again, it's just being aware of where you're hunting and, you know, being respectful of the people around.
So what is... I don't know. Have you watched many YouTube videos or anything turkey
hunting? I started watching. So I've never done turkey hunting at all. Yeah. I have no knowledge, experience of any kind. I haven't watched videos on hunting them. I was just starting to watch videos on how to call them in. Just because I bought that. I don't know the brand, but it's a two-sided glass and slate call.
Yeah.
So I've just been proud. I'll sit on work Zoom meetings and I'll just sit and like scratch it. Make the turkey noise, just wait to see the reaction they get out of people. It's kind of funny. That's the big part I've been doing right now, is just trying to call them in or to practice on the different calls and make sure my dogs go nuts when I do it too.
I've never done the slate. I got the trap, like I said, Trevor gave me the I can't think of the Haven mouth call, and I really like that. And then I got like the little box one.
Oh, okay.
So between those two, I don't have that much experience either. 2 years ago when I went, I did have two Jakes that, you know, got all strutted up. And then there was a hen, and she was 2 feet from the blind.
Okay.
And she was right in front, and you can't move because their eyes are so good.
Right.
And they were like, shotgun, I could have shot them. But it was bow only in that area I was. And they were like 40 yards out. And I'm like, no.
When you were saying that, to even hit a turkey, like the kill spots are pretty...
It's small.
Yeah, you got to...
I want to say, quote me, do your research, but from what I've heard, it's like a softball. Like it's not very big. Maybe a little bit bigger. I don't think it's much bigger.
Okay.
But like there's a couple different ways. Like you hit them in the head. That's why people have them big, like guillotine broadheads that spin and they're big. So you got a big target so you can chop the head off.
Okay.
You can hit them in the side or whatever. But it's if they're all strutted, it's hard to see it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A lot of feathers.
Yeah.
Or you can Texas heart shot them. So when they're turning away, you can literally shoot it right up the asshole.
Oh, the Texas heart shot.
Yeah, you can shoot them right up the asshole.
Okay.
And that'll go right into the vitals.
Okay.
So, like, it's... We need to practice shooting.
Yeah.
Because you need to be right on.
Okay.
I've heard... someone shot one, and then you got to get out of the blind and go run and stomp it.
Oh, jeez.
So that, because like it's, and Seth, he's got his stories where he shot turkey. He's never got his hands on one, but he shot them. I think the one story he was in South Dakota, he shot it, and then he hit a hill, and the thing just glided off.
Oh, jeez.
And he had so many stories of like, it's, they're hard, they're tough. And then Kruger, when like one of the first episodes he was on, I think it's episode 2 or 3 on our podcast, people want to go back. He talks about how he had one at like 10 yards and he messed up the shot.
Really?
Because of like the pins. It was so close that he overcompensated that. Okay, I have a 20 yard pin and then they go down.
Yep.
So it's at 10 yards. So I'm going to shoot where I think the 10 yard pin would be.
Right.
And he actually shot underneath it.
Oh.
And it was like, like I said, 10, 8 yards away, or I think it was 7.
Okay.
And he missed it. And then he went into this big, you know, Matt Kruger, he goes in this big analyzing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he talks about how when the arrow comes off, you actually want to shoot it like higher or lower. I get kind of confused. I have to go back and listen because it's coming up at an arch.
Okay. So you want to shoot lower.
So you want to shoot lower, and he messed it up.
Interesting.
And there's a whole big story. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's... He goes
really. He's a good storyteller.
And he was army crawling and all this and like talking. And he has a really, really funny story. Yeah. And he's got one of those blinds where it's see through.
Oh, okay.
So he all of a sudden he could see it coming the whole way. And he's got a Bowtech bow. And
okay.
All this stuff. Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
Pretty, pretty funny.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And he was saying that like the. Their feathers like chainmail.
Oh, I didn't know.
And that's where like I've heard mixed reviews on that.
Okay.
Like just from like Seth and Corey and people that like know a little more, they say they're tough, but they're not that. But like he's like, yeah, they're like chainmail. You gotta like get in order to get through there and stuff like that. And I was like, Jesus, why would I want to shoot them? I don't even like eating them.
Well, that's something too. You know, I my wife was talking to her about, you know, getting in, trying this out, and her first comment was, why would like. She's heard nothing positive about having turkey, like wild turkey meat. No good reviews on it. So I did do some. So because for my oldest, we did watch some videos on cleaning a turkey, like how best to you know clean it, get the tail off of it, and all that kind of stuff. I did watch some videos on that, and she's super ready, you know, ready for it. But I didn't know about the chainmail kind of thing, that the toughness of the feathers, like you know around the heart shot.
Hold on a second.
Oh, someone's here.
Trying to break into the door. Hold on.
Just wait. Don't die.
You made it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck. You brought Seth, too.
Me and Mitch just got done with that DU meeting. I didn't know he was coming over here.
Well, I didn't know he was coming over here.
I know. I pulled up. I was like, I could have just given this to you.
And I was like, well, yeah.
How's it going, Seth? Good to see you, man.
You guys recording a podcast?
Trying to.
Oh, yeah. Are the mics live?
Yeah.
Welcome to Boy Outdoors Podcast. Let's get this thing started. Ronnie, you're sitting in a boat.
Yeah, of course we are.
You catch anything?
No, not yet.
Oh, so you're doing about as good as I do. Ronnie, you just bought 2 raffle tickets from me.
Did I win?
Not yet. We're not going to draw till Monday.
Oh, I'll be there. I'm going to be there.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call right now. Ronnie's going to win again. He won the same raffle, 2 years ago?
Yeah. I'll take our 270. Yeah. I got kids now.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking
about.
Shoot
guns.
Yeah. Oh, this is going out tomorrow. Okay. So April 22nd. That's Monday, April 22nd in Buffalo, Minnesota at the WECO's Event Center. We're having our Spring Ducks Unlimited banquet. We're doing okay for attendance, but we'll be a little low. I'd love it if we like had to have people sitting outside on the patio. That'd be pretty awesome. So
line them up.
Yeah. If you come to the event and say you came because you heard it on Border Outdoors last week, then I will buy you a beer. So make sure you mention that.
Shit. If I say it anyway, will I get a free beer?
Oh, yeah. I'll buy you a beer. Ronnie, I'll get a, he'll get a beer for me for sure. So, but God dang it, I won't interrupt your guys' episode, so I'll tap out. Oh, man. You're the biggest liar I know, Ronnie. Yeah, I brought Marv a little green ripping rider. So if he's like my kid, he'll take a header off a 1 foot step with it and it'll be fun to watch. So that thing does about a good half mile an hour. So Mariah should be okay with it. Oh, we're gonna chew it up. I think it's charged, but plug it in. But yeah, Ethan's had a good time on that stupid little thing. So put it this way. It won't work if you ride it. I tried. It does not have enough juice for a real man. So, yeah. I'll put
some chains on. Okay.
I'm signing out. Bye.
I say that.
All right, now we're back. We had a quick intermission. Seth and now we have another guest joining the podcast here.
What up?
We got Mitch. Mitch from Dad Bod. We were talking about Matt and Mitch and how it's an Elder thing with all the competitions that we do. We talked about the Masters. We talked about how we went golfing yesterday. We talked about the turkey competition. We talked about the broken prop.
Oh, and then Father's Day.
And then Father's Day open. Yeah.
maybe I'll be 3 for 3 this week.
Maybe.
Because we won golf.
Oh, yeah, we won golf yesterday.
I won the Masters bet. Maybe I'll shoot a big bird.
Maybe you'll shoot a big turkey.
We'll see.
That's fine. You can have those. Team Wendigo.
Yeah, Team Wendigo.
Team Wendigo. What's your – so you're fishing with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
What's your team name?
Team Disappointment.
You want to elaborate why it's called Team Disappointment?
We just always disappoint.
Did I say Dad Bod?
Yeah, you did.
I can't remember if I did or not.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we just always disappoint.
We always disappoint.
We're always disappointing everybody. We're having a great time, but everybody else is just disappointed in us.
Yeah, you guys are just having fun. You don't really care.
You should get like a logo for your boat.
Yeah, it's going to be the Disappointment.
Is your wife making us one for this boat?
Not for our sweatshirts.
Yeah, Ron. They're making us sweatshirts.
Oh, nice.
We have a logo and everything.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's Wendigo in the front and our names in the back. It'll be tough to tell us apart. It'll be Elger and Elger.
We'll explain it to you again. We explained to other people, but it's from the Cork O'Connor book.
Oh, and you're fine.
But it's like it's the Indian
Grim Reaper.
And in order to beat the Wendigo, you have to become the Wendigo. So in order to beat us, you have to become us, which you guys can never be us.
Right.
Huh.
They hate us because they ain't
and
us.
And it's like, depends on what picture.
Yeah, I like that.
But it depends on what pictures you look up on Google of it. But like most of the pictures, it's like a European skull and a Sasquatch.
Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were looking at, Ron sent one, it was two weekends ago when I was over at Matt's house. He's like, how about this? And I'm like, no, it looks too much like a fucking devil. I don't want that on a shirt.
A little too aggressive.
Like, I don't want that. I'm like, it was like an outline. It just looked like, I'm like, no, I don't want that.
A little too sinister.
Yeah, we found some pretty bad ones.
We found some good ones, but we're going to put a logo on the boat and it'll be fun. But anyways, we'll get back to turkey talk.
Turkey talk.
So you've
been hunting turkey before.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kenzie and I really haven't. Well, you've done it more than I have.
A couple times. Yeah. Not a lot.
I haven't done it really at all. So we're just kind of talking. We left off kind of talking about the chainmail.
Yeah. Like Kruger, the he talked about when the feathers are like chainmail.
Yeah.
And we talked about the story for
you're
people.
Talking bow hunting wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like how many of you shot two turkeys or just one?
Two.
And you both Jake's, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Tender.
Tinder. What? Because you were talking about, I think right before Seth and Mitch showed up, of like eating him.
Yeah.
Like, with Amy said, I don't know. So like, how did you prepare it? Okay, let's get over this. So people can go back and listen. I was on the Dad Bod podcast a couple weeks ago, and I was.
You had a good time.
He had
a good time.
I was way too drunk.
You were overserved.
And I kept interrupting Mitch. What is turkey schnitzel?
Schnitzel.
He must have said it 15 times, and I kept interrupting him every time.
Yeah.
So how do you make turkey schnitzel? Is that what super, you made from your turkey last year?
Yeah, it's super easy. So I took one half of the breast.
Yeah.
So just one of them. And I cut that up. I can't remember like how wide they were, probably 3-4 inches. Like you could do like 3-4 inch slices. Kind of square. You don't have to make them super, you know, there's a lot of meat on a wild turkey breast. It's way bigger than you think.
Like it's 4 times the size of a goose.
Oh yeah. It's a good amount of meat. And, but you cut it up into like manageable sizes. Like if you were to make a decent size patty, or like if you think of a pork steak or like a chicken fried steak kind of thing, that's basically what a schnitzel is, like a chicken fried steak.
Yeah, my fucking schnitzel.
Yeah. So so you take that, you cut it up, and then you beat the shit out of that thing with whatever, a mallet, whatever, hammer, rock. That's how I got it off TV, because they were out in the woods doing this and they had a rock and they just beat the piss out of it. So you flatten it out pretty good. And then you take it and you put, I just did salt and pepper. I didn't do any fancy seasonings. I did salt and pepper, and then put it in flour, and then put it in egg, and then put it in panko.
Okay.
Now the TikTok guy, cook, would be upset with you, because he would say you do it twice with the flour. Or is it? No, because you're doing the breadcrumbs.
Yeah. So you're doing breadcrumbs. So you got your salt and pepper, and then once you put it in flour, then all that kind of like stays on there.
Yeah.
And then once you put it in the egg, that flour still is on the breast, and it's just coating it. Now you put it in, and now all those breadcrumbs stick to it. And then you put that, I use cast iron, and then, you know, put a layer of
quarter-inch oil
of oil in there, and then you just slap it on there and then flip it after. It's super short because it's so thin.
It's so thin, yeah.
So maybe like 2 minutes, maybe. Yeah. Like you can see it, like obviously, like you don't want it to be turned black, like,
yeah.
You just flip it and then leave it for a little bit, take it out. Dude, that was by far, like,
it wasn't gamey, nothing, huh?
No, dude, it was so good. Like, I couldn't wait. I can't wait to do that. Because then before that, earlier, the week before, we tried it. Like, Will does it up north. He's a walleye guide. So we cut it into strips. Walleye guide. Put it in Shore Lunch. And then tried it. And it was good, but I could taste some, like, gamey, a little bit of game to it. Which, well, it wasn't bad. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'd eat this, but then like we did the schnitzel, I'm like, fuck that. Like,
the panko stuff was the game changer, you think?
Yeah, the breadcrumbs. Yeah. I hear people that they do that like with fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, obviously, well, chicken.
I tried that Catch and Cook by Jay Seenens.
Yeah.
And I got
YouTube guy.
And his calls for doing it twice in the batter.
Yeah, that's the TikTok guy. I sent you videos of him where he always makes fun of people cooking.
Oh, on TikTok. Yeah.
And he's like, okay, you're going to do this? Don't do it twice. Okay, well, I'll never fucking eat that. And then, all of a sudden they'll make it, and he'd be like, 8 out of 10, I'll try it. He's just a nerd. He's got glasses on. He's so funny.
I know you're talking about that. That guy. Now. Yeah.
Hey, brother. So then you, like, for him, he did. And I did it, and I bought some of the seasoning. It's really good. But, dip it in egg, put it in the batter, and then put it in egg.
And then batter again. Yeah.
It's a locker sphere. It is like a rock, dude.
So, like, I've
hit that. It's like,
I've heard mixed reviews. Everyone, I'd say not really mixed reviews. 95% of people say that wild turkey tastes like shit.
Yep.
But I did have wild turkey one time. Paul had shot one up at his land up in Park Rapids. And he had this, at that time, he had just like this tiny little smoker. I mean.
Yeah, it's like a little tin.
Little thing. Tin. and he smoked it. And I tried it. Oh, man, it was so good. But he brined it. He did all the whatever. And I'm like, I want whatever recipe that was, it was good. And I don't like turkey. Like, Thanksgiving, like, I'm not a turkey guy.
I'm not a huge turkey guy. But
whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, see, I love turkey.
Do you?
No. Oh, I really like
turkey. So that'll be interesting.
I'm a ham guy.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Ham. Ham. It'll be interesting to hear. Maybe we'll do like a schnitzel day or something, but it'll be interesting to see what you think of wild turkey because you like
turkey.
Like, yeah. if you're like, oh, fuck yeah, like turkey on Thanksgiving, that's my jam.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see
if I can tell the difference.
Well, you'll tell the difference. It's not like a gamey, but it's like, I think it's just more of like this fresh kind of thing rather than like a farm raised.
Yeah. I wish the Wilkes and Seth and his mom did that game feed again.
Yeah.
Because they used to do the game feed at the Rockford Township Hall.
Okay.
And like, I tried rabbit there.
Mm-hmm.
Guy I used to work with, Kurt, you went fishing with him. He brought crane and did crane nachos. I had, wow. That's the first time I ever had venison heart. That's when Seth and his mom went out to Wyoming and had antelope sloppy joes. Like now, like at that time, we just duck hunted. And we didn't really cook that much.
Yep.
So I was like, and then you bring really like a prize and they have a raffle and Kim does a great job in asking these questions and you answer them and you go up and kind of everyone gets something. It's a really cool event that they used to do, but I mean, it was a ton of work.
Oh, I bet.
And it was all just put on by them.
Like, yeah. Like his mom.
Just for the heck of it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause they had to get rid of their freezer. So then like is either the first year was free. You just show up and see it. And then the second year you either bring something to eat or you bring a prize for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And like now since we hunt and fish and you know you got your podcast, we got our podcast, and like we do it all. Mm-hmm. So it's like now I wish they still did it because we would bring turkey schnitzel,
right?
Like I'm sure got the nice what kind of Kamado Joe smoker, like you try some smoked turkey, you know, venison, like all these different things that like
mm-hmm.
we'd all bring and try.
Yep. Share the recipes.
I mean, nothing says that like we couldn't do it. Like,
it would be cool to do.
It would be even fun just to do a big game feed.
Just mm-hmm. amongst family wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. Like I'd pheasant and duck and goose.
Well, I'd have to. I was joking the other day. I go, I don't have a freezer. I said, you know, it's been, 15 years since I shot a deer? Oh, I think you guys were there when I was saying this. If I shoot one this year, I'm screwed because I don't know where the hell I'm going to put it. Because my freezer right now is full of chicken strips and frozen pizzas. That's all my kids will eat.
But yeah, I just, it's like, it was really fun doing that. Like, I think a game feed, and I that's kind of the first one I ever went to
mm-hmm.
and just trying all this different stuff. And like I said, I tried deer heart, loved deer heart.
Yeah. It you said that.
So freaking
yeah, I got
good.
One in the freezer right now.
And then like,
you should pan fry it.
Yeah. That's what
yeah,
you do.
Yeah. I've had it. I've had it in the middle of Mille Lacs before.
Yeah.
Like on the lake.
Yeah.
Seth, was my wedding day. I don't know
if you
ever heard
that. For breakfast, wasn't it?
Yeah. When Mariah went hunting, it was the first time ever going hunting. And you came out there and I shot a doe. And then I gave him the heart. Well, he kept it. And then we had it for breakfast on my wedding day.
That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
He's like, I got a present for you. And I'm like, oh, did you get me? And then all of a sudden he pulls out this heart and I'm like, no way. He goes, yeah, I've been thinking of this for a while.
That's awesome.
Like, so that we had fried deer heart in Glacier in an Indian reservation.
That's awesome.
Before the morning of my wedding.
That's awesome.
During a podcast.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. It was super cool. But like, yeah, them game feeds are sweet. But what, we'll wrap her up.
So I do have one question. So I've watched a lot of TikTok videos around just the preparing of the turkey or the you know, skinning it, getting it cleaned up, whatever to take home. In your experience, have you done do you just breast them out or do you try to take as much of it as you can?
We've done, mine are little, so I just breast them out. But this one I want to try to take as much as possible, the drummies, everything.
Okay.
And just to try to make as much as I can. We're trying to do, not that we don't really neglect anything, but because we tried to take a lot of like stuff, like we tried to get a flank steak off a deer, that doesn't happen, mm-hmm. at least in Minnesota, like it just wasn't there. This year I want to try to take like everything off of that turkey and do what I can with it. I've watched guys make turkey pot pie with all the with all the dark scraps. Meats.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Schnitzel is going to be my go-to. So. But nah, I'm not a gizzard guy. Fuck that.
Turkey heart? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Probably. If it
definitely has a heart, yeah.
do people eat them, though?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they probably do.
I would assume so. I'm sure there's people that eat, like, the livers and and everything like that. Oh, but
what is it? It's against the law to eat a bear liver.
I think you're right, yeah.
Because it's got something in it that...
Yeah, you get the jeebies out of it, don't you?
No, that's... Steve Rinell has that.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of that either, but no. There's some medical thing to deal with the liver in a black bear or in a bear that you can't harvest and you can't take the liver because of medical reasons.
Yeah,
like, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, if it was legal, then people would be shooting the...
Yeah,
they poach them for the most
part. It would be a bigger market.
Yeah.
Like a black... I mean,
I've looked it up a couple different times. People are like, that's bull crap. And I'm like, no, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, no. There's a lot this year. Like, even in general, like, I know, like, you were talking about turkey hunting and, you know, what I take out of it, but... Mm-hmm. This fall, I want to do more small game rabbit and squirrel and stuff. Kind of go back to the roots just for me-wise. And I have a little more fun, not so serious, you know, going out deer hunting. Like, it's fun, but, like, you're kind of tuned in.
Yep,
like,
you got to be.
Where, like, me grouse hunting / squirrel rabbit hunting, it's like I'm just walking through the woods.
Yeah,
like, just hanging out. Like,
yep. Grouse hunting, the small game hunting is a different take.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's just a different mindset. You're out there more to just look around, have fun. Obviously you're paying attention because grouse will scare the shit out of you, but it definitely is different from deer hunting or what I'm imagining turkey hunting is going to be. You know, that's going to be a completely different bag for me.
Turkey hunting, I was gonna pick it up, but too late now. Tomorrow I'll pick it up on my way home from work. I need to get some Sawyers and stuff for my clothes. Ticks are bad this year.
I'll get that. I have a bottle of the permethrin.
Yep,
the permethrin is.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's a good call. I completely forgot about that.
Didn't even think of it.
I got some hunting clothes you can wear, by the way.
Good, because I have none.
trigonosis.
Yeah.
Is what you can get from black bear.
Oh.
Steve Rinella has that.
Yeah.
It's uncurable, but there's a way to manage it.
Yeah, I would rather not have it.
To end the podcast, I want to ask both of you guys a question. Let's start with Mitch. What is the one thing that you're most excited about turkey hunting
this year? Oh, dude, atmosphere. Dude, Minnesota, we don't get it much, almost at all. To interact with an animal or a bird, it's insane. It's so much fun. Like, even last night, I sent you guys this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was in the house and I heard a hen turkey in the back of the woods or whatever, and got my mouth call. I just have a random mouth call sitting there. I'm like, oh yeah, of course, I got this, and threw it in and started calling at it, and only heard the big there's a big gobbler. The jay came. I was looking for the big gobbler, and all of a sudden that one was like what, 60 yards? Like, I was looking through the woods with the binos, and I looked down and I was like, what the hell is that? Oh my god. there's a jake here. And then it came, what, 30 yards if that. But no, interacting with it, interacting with turkeys is fun. I mean, hearing them gobble and strut, and even the hens when they come in, and you can interact with them if you're bored, but if you're kind of like learning and you know, you start to try to purr, you like let a little cluck go.
Yeah.
And you can just hear them go.
That is cool.
And they're just kind of looking around. It's cool, man. Interacting the atmosphere. It's a riot.
What are you looking most forward to, Ron?
For me, just honestly getting out there. I'm definitely the kind of person who likes to pick up hobbies. And I want my kids to see me like pick it up and see it through to fruition.
Yeah.
Like and hearing my daughter getting excited about it, like, you know, saying she wants to go out too. Like, it sounds dumb, but hey, we can pick this up from anywhere. Sorry.
Yep.
You can read a couple books, watch a couple videos, and go out and try it and be successful at it. Like that, I'm excited for that piece.
Yeah,
and I haven't. I don't have the experience yet of interacting with them.
I did it for 2 years. 2 years. I did it for 2 years. 2 days. I shot both them on the first day.
I just think that's, to me, that's me the coolest thing, because really a lot of this is, I've watched it. You know, you even kind of laugh, Kenzie. You know, why the hell you want to do turkeys? Or just, it's just,
yeah, when you first got your bull.
Yeah,
I can't wait to shoot a turkey. We're in deer season. Like, yeah. Fuck the turkey. Like, let's go shoot a deer.
Yeah, I just, to me, it's just that I had a hankering to do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I haven't given it up yet, and I don't know. My kids have talked about it. Like, they've, so that's probably my thing right now is just getting out there, doing it, and hopefully seeing one.
It's fun, and it's fun with your bow. Because I shot one with a shotgun, and I shot one with my bow.
That's right. Your first one was last year with the bow.
Yeah, first one was with a 3.5-inch 12-gauge. And then last year, I'm like, I'm going to try a bow. And it was sweet. It was cool. Mm-hmm. It was super cool with the bow, even if it was just Jake.
You guys ever hear the story about Uncle Lee and me?
No.
So it was like a spring around this time, obviously, and we were over at Grandma Betty's house, and Lee was there on the couch eating peanuts, and there was this turkey show on, and he's like, oh, you want to go turkey hunting? And that was like when the population wasn't that big around here. I mean, I was really little.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I want to go. He's like, all right, I'll pick you up so-and-so day, and I'll take you out. We'll go here. And I'm like, oh,
never did.
I woke up the next morning, or whenever it was, I'm at the door. I don't remember it. I remember hearing it from Mom.
Okay.
And she goes, you were at the door waiting. And then he called because he forgot and said, no, I'm not. And she said, she laid into him so bad.
Because you were already up?
Because I was up early in the morning waiting to go. I was so excited to go and never went. And she said, I laid into him so bad. And then he gave me the phone, and he said something along the lines like, oh, that it's raining, they don't like the rain, so we'll go a different time. And I never went. So like, ever since, I don't remember sitting by the door, but I remember him asking, oh, you want to go? And then like thinking about it, so now it's kind of like in my head, like, I need to go shoot a turkey.
Yep, I hear you.
I mean, it's our uncles.
Oh, like, yeah.
You guys get it. It's our family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Joking around like, oh, I didn't think he was serious. Like, I was like, I don't see fucking Lee. 8 years old.
Yep.
I don't see Lee on TV.
I don't think he has. No.
But, well, good luck. May the best man win. Matt's not here, but.
Yeah, luck to him as well.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun. It'd be fun to get out, just to go hunting again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been a long winter of no snow and whatever, and like we said earlier, stuff's starting to get busy, the weather's nice, everything, and now hunting's back, and it feels good here for about a month and a half.
Yep.
And then it'll be fishing.
Right into it. So. Broken prop.
Yeah.
But. Still got the broken prop on.
You should fix that.
It's more of a dent.
Yeah. Well, with Border Outdoors, I'm Mac.
I'm Ron.
Mitch
with
Dad Bod Outdoors.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.